I, Karl Marx, am not known for my humour, sadly. Nor am I known for my leadership or my courage or my strength. Not really known for much in a physical sense, to be honest. But my mind has been rated among the most brilliant of the millennium. Not boasting or anything. I, in one book, changed the course of history. Nobody else can boast that, except for God, and he didn't write the Bible himself. In my one book, The Communist Manifesto, don't think you might have heard of it. I mean, it's not like it's in the 100 most influential books of all time or anything. But in that one book, I changed the course of history for the peasants, the oppressed, and the poor. I'd like to think of myself as a voice of the people, a uniting voice of the poor. You may say that they could always have risen up against their factory owners and their landlords, but I believe that without a uniting voice, without a banner to stand under, that's a banner to stand under, even. I may be a great writer, but not a great speaker. Without a banner to stand under, without a red flag waving over their heads, I doubt they would have had the courage to stand up and be counted. You may think that the
147 million starving peasants
of Russia could have stood up and fought against the Tsar by themselves, but I would say that without the wide publication of my very good book, which I'd recommend you all buy, quite cheap on Amazon, without them reading that, I doubt they would have known why they were fighting. They would know that they were poor and they were starving, but they wouldn't know the cycles of history that had driven them under the grindstone of the middle class. Without my book, millions of people would be oppressed. You may say that the women of Great Britain were oppressed, or that the people of North Korea or America needed to be led. I say that the poor of the world needed me. My legacy can be seen in the revolutions raging across the world, from China to Vietnam to Korea itself to Germany, Hungary. The list goes on, and to be honest, I don't have time to name all of them. But it can also be seen in a less known viewpoint. I can see your faces. You're thinking, Carl, what about us? We're in Great Britain. I don't know if you know, but we didn't have a communist revolution. But I would answer that you were nonetheless affected by communism than the starving peasants of Russia. When the Labour Party was formed in 1900, their socialist principles caused fear in the hearts of the conservatives and the liberals. And that is part of the reason why reforms were introduced, why the poor were taken in by the Liberal Party and their reforms made their lives easier. Without the fear that came about from my book and my ideologies, many people, whether they know it or not, would not be in the situation they are in now. I would like to think of myself as the founder of the NHS, indirectly. However, you may think otherwise, but you're wrong. You, as alongside the Labour Party, there's the Social Democratic Party of Germany. Very big party for all you German people interested in politics here. I count myself among them, so there's one in this room. There is the French Communist Party, again, always putting pressure on the government to keep social reforms going. And along with that, I have a fantastic beard. So thank you.